Monday, May the 12th,
1997. Good night, my friend. I hope you have been with you.
Good night, yes indeed. And thank you for the healing you've given me. I have spoken to you many times.
Fear not, friend. It is but a hiccup that must be expected in many years of your life.
Yes, that's quite true. But I'm fortunate in that I do know I receive help from you all. It's a great blessing.
Now, let me say that this meeting time, there is much power with us this time.
Good.
And so we must use what is available to us.
Mm-hmm.
So I will take your question, please. And then I will tell you what we will try to do this time.
Is the line satisfactory for you now?
All is good, thank you.
And I didn't put music on. I thought you might prefer to be without it tonight if you were building up.
I am pleased that your awareness is such that our thoughts reach you so easily.
Good.
Thank you.
Thank you. The question I was going to ask, I said it's rather complicated. I'll make it as simple as I can. You brought to us once a lady who had had a particularly unpleasant death. She spoke to us for some time in order to clear her memory of the traumatic condition she had suffered and which came back to her when she came into our memory barrier, if I can put it that way.
Yes.
And during the conversation, she said that that person, referring to the one whom she had been in the 1500s, when she had this unpleasant death, that person had returned in another form. It puzzled me that if she had returned in another form, she hadn't been able to clear her mind of the trauma when she had returned at that time. Or was it that the facilities were not available as they are now for that to be done?
You, my friend, your thinking is just a little misguided.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say this to you. Remember, there are many aspects to the soul, that there are many parts to the whole. When one aspect returns, it brings with it those memories closest to the time of existence which it brings with it. It does not mean that the soul has not cleared, as you put it, those conditions, but only that returning to this dimension of time that these memories come forth to the fore. So, although the lady at the time said to you that she had returned, of course it was another aspect of the whole of which she spoke.
I wondered if it might be that, and my thinking was along the wrong lines. I was thinking in a physical sense again of one being.
Yes, you have to, dear friends, think of yourselves as more than one.
Yes, this is a big one.
If you are truly to understand yourselves, you have to know that, like time, you are many dimensions.
This is difficult for us to understand.
You will never fully, I do not think, but if I can help to clarify these things for you, then of course I will do so.
Yes, thank you. You have clarified it, and again, I think it's one of those subjects which we have to accept, even though we don't understand.
Dear friend, you have to know that memory cannot be erased. It belongs to the same vibration of each lifetime, therefore is part of the whole. It is not erased, but it is, shall we say, put into the correct slot of time. Do you understand?
Well, as I say, we accept it. I can't admit that we understand. I appreciate your question and how you put it. We can only think on it and try to let our minds accept the fact that it is so.
I cannot ask more of you, and I know you will ponder it, and at a future time return with a new request for knowledge.
One supplementary question I would like to ask. Do those parts in any way interfere with each other during their existence?
They should not, but there are occasions when this can happen, but that is another topic for another time.
Right. Well, thank you very much for your answer.
Are you happy with that?
No. But I do accept it, and I do know that under these conditions, that's the best possible answer you can give me, and therefore, yes, I am happy with it.
I am pleased to hear your laughter, because it indicates to me that you are not too serious about these deep thinking matters. You must keep your sense of humor when you ponder these things. Otherwise, dear friends, you can become too confused, and then you do not understand at all.
Yes, I wanted to follow that, because I think it could become an obsession.
Yes. So, think lightly. When you think deeply,
yes,
you understand.
Yes, we do, and thank you for the advice.
No. For this time, if you will allow, I will stop speech and tell you what we will try to achieve this time.
Thank you very much.
I hope that some of you, at least, will feel that the energy within this room has manifested visible to your physical eyes. Do not try too hard to look and see, but allow yourselves to be lifted, if you can, to that higher sense of knowledge and seeing, and we shall see at the end what you have managed. I will try to help you all, as will those who stand close by you.
There then followed one through Sue, who gave further information, mainly for Barry. Les then sums up the rest of the evening.
There was no further speech, and unfortunately, on this occasion, no physical phenomena has had been tried for. So this ends the meeting of Monday, May the 12th.